Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. We can go for days and weeks without food and water, but only for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the prana, it is the life force. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said it is the spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be intentional that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing breath of the Divine. Breathe in. Lower your diaphragm, expand your stomach, and take in this life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly. And as we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space. That cave, that sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or 10 minutes, to be in communion with the sacred, the ground of being, the divine mystery. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 7 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. Oh my beloved, to you do I draw close, when all my inner fears well up, enfold me in your strong arms. Otherwise, like a fiery dragon, my fears will consume me. I shall live in my illusions. O love, if I have been unkind, unloving, or acted in ignorance, if I have been unjust to others, seeing my own weaknesses in them, forgive me, O gracious one, and give me the grace to make amends, that we may walk again in harmony. Arise, O beloved, in your steadfast love, shield me from the demons within. Stay near me, heart of my heart, and I shall be strong to face my fears and illusions. Let all the fragmented parts of my being gather around you. Help me to face them one by one. Love's healing presence will mend all that has been broken. I shall once again be made whole. Oh, let the terrible fears that keep me from loving come to an end. Establish integrity within me. You who readily forgive us. You who call us back home to love. My shield is with love, who dwells within my open heart. Love is kind and gracious, quick to forgive and pleased to share the great mystery of life. If I close my heart to love, the beloved awaits close by. Love cultivates the soil of my heart, planting sacred seeds in its garden. take notice, even should I wander far from love's path. Though I err and walk on roads of illusion and darkness, should I act out of fear and ignorance, falling into a pit of despair, yet will love remain constant and sure. I shall dwell with love in gratitude and joy. I shall sing praises to the beloved, knowing my oneness with all. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, the mystery of all life. As we consciously come into this moment where we know that love is the core of who we are, love is the essence of our being, love is the reason for being. We are here to express all that love is, because all that love is you. And Divine Beloved, let us know that love and love alone can heal, that love and love alone can make whole, that love and love alone can forgive all things. O Divine Beloved, let us remember that love can mend all the broken parts of us, all the bits that have been wounded and buried so deep that we have forgotten. Let love heal and restore us to our proper expression of your spirit. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, let us cultivate being more loving to ourselves, to each other, and to all of your creation. Let us look beyond our own private prejudices to embrace that love, love, love is the reason for being. And that we are here to share and express it even to those that challenge us. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, the mystery of life. Let us be radiating expressions of your love in all that we say, think, or do. Let us come back to the remembrance that perfect love casts out all fear, all doubt, all worry. For perfect love is to dwell in you and in the conscious awareness that who we are and whose we are. As we know this truth for ourselves, let us know this truth for all your children, for all expressions of your life force, for everything and everyone in this beautiful world. And so let us take a moment of silence to truly embrace, embody, and experience love in its totality. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, our hearts are filled with gratitude for all that is, all that has been, and all that will be. We know that yours is the deathless, endless, eternal, and unceasing love that is from everlasting to everlasting. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. So it is. Take a deep breath in. As you affirm silently our prayer of intention, I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasing. Take a deep breath in. And as we come to the end of our 10 at 10, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, till we meet again on Sunday for Rev. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Thank you.